factors that are driving these reptile extinctions here in Australia?
So there's a wide range of things that are driving these extinctions. The number one driver has to be habitat loss, because obviously if you haven't got anywhere to live, it's quite hard to survive long term, and that provides a good explanation why 55% of the top 20 species that we've outlined in the study occur in Queensland, because Queensland is Australia's leader when it comes to habitat loss.
Yeah, right. And I mean, what kind of current conservation research is being taken to protect some of these species? And I don't know, you know, the number that you've got, that you've found, is pretty big. Do you think that what we've got at the moment will be enough to protect them?
So the efforts that are going on right now clearly aren't enough, because the number of species that are threatened within Australia has increased over the last 25 years. So we've got a few issues that we're facing at the moment. The major ones being our lack of knowledge and understanding of these key species. So basically not enough dedicated work is being done on each species. So we don't have long-term population trends or information about what is threatening each of the species. And compounding this is that many of these species have only been described in the last 10 to 15 years. So we're getting situations where we just have a major lack of knowledge, because we're only just realising the number of species we actually have within Australia.
Yeah, and in your research, you've identified that some of the current Australian environmental legislation only identifies half of these species as threatened. Can you explain how our laws need updating in that fact?
Yeah, so firstly, just on why there's so few listed under federal environmental law. The first one is that the last major review prior to this current work was done in 1993.
Oh, wow, that was a while ago.
So there's a 25-year gap between these major conservation assessments. So we did another one in 2017, and that's when we found that, around half of the threatened species that the international conservation agencies recognise aren't listed under national legislation. So the first job is just to get those particular species onto the current Australian environmental law, which the process is currently undergoing. But obviously there's been a recent review, or a review that's ongoing, on the EPBC Act, and that has found that the elements of that legislation which are severely lacking and not meeting the intended goals. So I guess the Graham Samuel's recent report clearly outlines some of the deficiencies in that, but the process is still ongoing in terms of how many of those recommendations are actually going to be implemented.
I mean, 1993 is what you mentioned before. That is an incredibly long time to leave something like this, especially when you're looking at the environment. So much has happened in the last 20 or more than now, what, 27 years? 30, yeah, that's right, yeah, 27 years. Why has it been so long? I mean, what do you anticipate has kind of taken this long to update it?
So there's a combination of things. Obviously, there's the sort of the inherent oversight that lizards and snakes have. A lot of the focus is put on to birds and mammals. So that's the first thing to overcome. The other thing is that lizards and snakes are the most diverse terrestrial vertebrate group within Australia. There's over 1,000 species. So just the logistics of getting all the experts together in a room for a period of time and going through each one of those species one by one is quite a time-consuming exercise and takes quite high levels of funding. And funding is one of the things that's been lacking, not just in terms of working out the threat status of all of these species, but then putting on the ground actions to rectify some of those and work out how effective those actions have been.
And looking toward the future here, as you mentioned in your report, you know, there could be 20 native species that are set to become extinct by 2040. Do you think that it's possible to save these species? Do you think that we're able to do something now?
So for many of these species, I think it definitely is possible to save. There's been some examples within Australia of targeted conservation efforts that have brought species back from the brink. But I think one of the challenges that we face is just the sheer number of species that we're dealing with that are at this critical stage. So I think there needs to be a massive increase in resourcing. The other thing is that some of the species on the list have not been seen for more than 30 years. So there's a chance that even some that we have in the top 10 at the moment are already extinct. It's just that we haven't done the work to confirm that yet.
Yeah, right. Well, let's hope that it comes out positively. I mean, we could do with some positive news. Hey, David, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning.
Yeah, not a problem, Alex.